From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next. Today's program is made possible by Farm Credit, a nationwide financial cooperative serving agriculture and rural America since 1916. Farm Credit provides loans for farms, homes, land, and agribusiness. Information at farmcredit.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 456965.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Well, a special report today from American Farm Bureau.
Both legislative chambers have now passed the Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act, meaning the bill is nearly across the finish line. Danny Munch, an economist for the American Farm Bureau Federation, says the legislation takes an important step toward offering children more choice in their school lunch.
It would amend the National School Lunch Act so that schools may offer whole milk, 2% milk, 1% milk, fat-free milk, flavored or unflavored. The change doesn't mandate whole milk. It simply restores the option for schools to serve that if they choose, and it also expands demand for butterfat in the dairy industry, which boosts prices during a time of acute need. Many school districts adjust those menus between semesters on an annual cycle, so adoption could occur within the start of the new year or months later when they set up for next year. For dairy farmers, the benefits will mirror how many districts adopt whole or 2% milk. The more that do, the higher demand for butterfat, which builds positive price pressure for milk prices.
You can learn more by searching whole milk at fb.org. Chad Smith, Washington.
Serving rural America, online at onthefarmradio.com.
Today's pearl of wisdom is a good one, something we should all strive for. And if you're an alumni of FFA, you know it by heart. Learning to do, doing to learn, earning to live, and living to serve. That's your pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm, and I'm Ish.